Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning on Mix 106.5. It is Sunday, March 2nd, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage. Happy you're spending your Sunday morning with us. It's all about His grace. We're going to be talking about that grace this morning. Last week we had a conversation about keeping your hearts, and when we keep our hearts, the Lord fills us with His grace. I look forward to chatting with you this morning and seeing what we can get out of God's Word. Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Shaw Gage sitting with you here on Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. We're going to be talking about the book of Titus this morning. This is a letter that Paul wrote. This is from chapter 3, verses 1 through 7 in the book of Titus, and it says this: "Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey and to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior toward man, appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." A lot of meat there. But as Paul writing to us, telling us what we are before, we're saved by the Holy Spirit, and what we are, what we should be, those characteristics we should display after we receive that. We're going to break it down here this morning. Look forward to spending some time with you on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. This is Mix Sunday Morning. Shaw Gage with you on a beautiful Sunday morning. Glad you're with us. Grab a cup of coffee, open up your Bible, and have a discussion with us this morning. We're talking about the book of Titus, chapter 3, and the first three verses of that chapter are really enlightening. It was a good reminder for me. Paul is writing a letter of encouragement, and he's telling us, you know, the qualities that we should have as believers or as followers of Christ. You know, there's a difference between Christians and followers of Christ. When we're truly followers of Christ, we display these things that Paul talks about. He said we should be ready to do every good work. We should speak evil of no one. We should be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. Y'all, that's hard to do. It's easy to do to those people that we answer to, those people that are our friends. But when it comes to strangers or people we don't get along with, it's hard to show that humility to everyone. But Paul tells us right here we should be obedient, and we should have these characteristics. And it's going to make us appeal to people that are not believers. We're going to be, as the Word says, it talks about being the salt and the light, right? Salt preserves things. Back in this day, they didn't have refrigeration, so they used salt to preserve things. And it also makes things taste better. Light, it shows people what's really going on. And that's what we're supposed to do as followers of Jesus Christ. And if we do those things, people are going to be intrigued by that. You know, we talked about that some last week. People are going to see something that's different in us. But he goes on to tell us what we were like before we had that in our lives. Before we were followers of Christ, we're selfish, right? We're disobedient, foolish, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, malice and envy, hateful. Y'all, that's the difference in being saved and not being saved. We're born into that selfish life. Our hearts are selfish the moment we take our first breath. It's all about us. It's all about me, 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 and I. But when we talk about being followers of Christ, it's about everybody else. It's about being that example that Jesus was for us. And He laid down His life for us. He gave the ultimate gift. He died on a cross for you and for me. And I'd love to tell you that I'd do that for you, but I don't really know that I would, to be honest with you, until I was in that circumstance. But I think it's important that we understand we need to display these characteristics that are the fruits of the Spirit that Paul talks about in the first couple of verses there. so that we don't display the foolishness, the disobedience, the deception, and all those other bad things that he's talked about. We see it everywhere in our world that we go today. Social media, you turn on the news. There are certain things I've had to quit watching on social media. Certain apps that I don't read anymore. There's certain news channels I don't watch anymore. There's just, I really don't watch the news a whole lot as far as the national news, just because there's so much strife. There's so much bad out there. And I just don't want that pouring into my heart. And so how do we change it? You know, how do we do that? Well, it starts with you. And it starts with one conversation at a time. I can't change the whole entire world. I know when I was a teacher, I always thought, I'm going to change the world. And, you know, you can, but it starts one conversation at a time. And I think if we focus on those one-on-one conversations and we focus on the glory and the grace that God has given us, we can begin to change our world. And if we all do that collectively, I believe we can change the world and make it a better place for Jesus Christ. Glad to be with you on this Mix Sunday morning. We'll be back here in just a few on Mix 106.5, Mix Sunday morning. We're discussing Titus chapter 3. This is Shaw Gage sitting in with you on Mix Sunday morning. Verses 4 through 7 in the third chapter of Titus is really what it's all about, y'all. This is when we make that commitment to the Lord, when we give up our selfish desires. And it says this, but when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Y'all, that's what it's all about. That's who changes us from the inside out. You know, when I was a little boy, I used to hear people say, well, you got to ask Jesus into your heart. And I never really could understand, how does that man get into my heart? Physically, I just couldn't comprehend that. But it's the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And when Christ was nailed to the cross and he was resurrected, he came back to the disciples. And if you study it in the book of Acts, he talks about that. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you and you won't see him anymore. But he said, have no fear, the great Comforter is coming. And that's the Holy Spirit. And that same Holy Spirit that appeared to the disciples is the same Holy Spirit that we have today. And when we say yes to Jesus and we tell God, yes, we're turning it over to you, he fills us with that Holy Spirit. And that's who changes us. Y'all, it's not us. There's nothing that I can do. There's no amount of money I can put in the offering plate. My church attendance doesn't do anything for my salvation. It's all about that dying to myself and saying, yes, Lord, you are in control. And we put him in that captain's chair of our life. And it's easy once you do that to even backslide a little bit and go, God's got enough on his plate. I can handle this. But that's not what he wants. He wants us. He wants all of our entirety to say, yes, Lord. And that Holy Spirit comes in and changes us from the inside out. Again, nothing we can do to earn it. Nothing we can do to deserve it. All we have to do is receive it. And that's what grace is all about. You know, if I give you a gift and you try to pay me for it, it's not a gift anymore, right? And it's the same thing with God's grace. He gives that to us. And he's calling us this morning to answer that and say, yes, Lord. And if you've never done that, you know, just have a conversation with him. It's like you sitting with your best friend or a family member. Just tell him your concerns, tell him your fears, tell him your worries. Be honest, be open. He knows that stuff anyway. He just wants us to admit to it or to come calling. Quit fighting. Quit swimming upstream. You know, I think it's just that it's a pride issue. You know, I know it is for me. When I want my own way and I want to justify that I can still do this or I can still do that. That's not what it's all about. Get rid of that pride. Get rid of that selfish desire. You know, we talked about that last week. And just keeping our hearts right. And, you know, God's word says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, God says this, Jesus says this, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. We don't have to have it all together. You know, I know the most impactful times in my life when God has used me and he's continued to allow this platform to be built, it's when I've been weak. And it's when I've been in those weaknesses when I've said, God, I can't do this anymore. I can't handle this situation. This mountain in front of me is too big. And I give it over to him. And you know what? His grace is sufficient for me in those times. His grace is sufficient for me in all times. And his power is made perfect during my weaknesses. I know we've talked a little bit about my history, about a cancer journey. Y'all, that was an incredible time in my life. And it was a weak point in my life, physically, mentally, spiritually. But I had no choice but to turn it over to the Lord. And when I did, he blew the doors off. And he's still giving me opportunities 12-plus years later to impact the kingdom. And I don't know why I got that opportunity and why others don't, but I just leaned into it. And I said, okay, God, it's all you. And you know, the good stuff that's happened through the years, it's all him. The messy stuff, the bad stuff, that's all me. But that's my encouragement to you. Open up to him. If you never have, just have that conversation. Say, God, I don't understand, but show me what grace is all about. And put your pride away and just let him take control. We're going to talk about this a little bit more when we come back here on Mix Sunday Morning. This is Shaw Gage sitting in with you on Mix 106.5. This is Mick Sunday Morning, Shaw Gage sitting with you. I want to share something. We're talking about grace this morning. We're talking about just receiving that grace and allowing the Holy Spirit to control us. Y'all, that's what it's all about. A, we've got to receive it, and B, we've got to extend it to others. It doesn't just pour into us and stop, but it's almost like a mirror. When that grace is poured into us, it should reflect back out to truly display our hearts. I want to share this story with you from when I was teaching school a few years back. It's up in Tennessee. Oddly enough, the name of the school was Grace Christian Academy. And it was a really special place for me. And I shared a few weeks ago about my cancer journey. And I had been recently diagnosed and went through all the poor me stuff. And I get that. I understand that. But after a few weeks, God just kind of snapped me around and said, you know, you're going to be positive. And you're going to look for other opportunities to impact the kingdom through this. And that became my prayer. And as I began to go to Vanderbilt and go through treatments or have doctor's appointments and be poked and prodded and all that stuff, rather than just sit around and feel sorry for myself, I just began to look out in the crowd, wherever I might have been, and say, well, that person needs an encouragement. This person needs an encouragement. And I would go and talk to those people or pray for them silently across the room. But one day I went into this waiting room and there was nobody there. And I remember just sitting there and I was like, okay, God, I'm off the hook today. I don't have to share with anybody. I don't have to do any of this. And I pulled my phone out of my back pocket and I was about to start texting or whatever I was going to do that day. And y'all, the Lord showed up and I heard this audible voice. And he said, not today. He said, today you're praying for Patsy. And Patsy was the driver that had hit me that day that I was really angry at. Because she put my boys in what I thought was a very precarious situation, was not realizing at the time or was not clicking that she actually saved my life. But my pride, my selfishness was in the way, and I was really mad at her. But that day, the Lord spoke to me and said, no, today you're praying for Patsy. And so I just bowed my head sitting in that waiting room at Vanderbilt, and I began to pray. And I said, Lord, I just pray for Patsy. I pray that she gets the help she needs. And it was almost like just this venom spewing out, like just, man, I was judgmental in the words that I was starting to say about her. And about 30 seconds into that prayer, the Lord stopped me. And he said, he told me this three times. He said, you've got to find her, you've got to forgive her, and you've got to tell her about me. You've got to find her, you've got to forgive her, and you've got to tell her about me. You've got to find her, you've got to forgive her, and you've got to tell her about me. And I was startled. I had never, well, I'd had experienced something like that before, but it was as real as a conversation as sitting, you know, with one of my friends right across from me. I mean, it was just very real. And I said, okay, God, number one and number three, I can do those, but that forgiveness there in the middle, I don't know about all that. But I knew God was speaking because that wasn't my heart, and I knew that the Holy Spirit was intervening on my behalf and telling me what I needed to do. So I was really excited. I was scared. I was nervous, but I knew the Lord was working through me. And I went back to school the next day, and I began to share that with my classes. And I got to my last class of the day, and it was eighth grade boys biology. And there was 15 guys in this class. And not only was it just guys, but these were my football players. These were my guys, right? And we had from time to time what I call life application day. And they loved Coach Gage's class because when we had life application days, they knew that they weren't going to have to open a book. That old feeling, you know, when you had a substitute teacher, a teacher that was, you could get off the subject and, you know, he knew you just could kind of have a discussion class. I always loved those, but I love those as a teacher as well. And so I told those guys as they walked in, hey, it's life application day. And they walked in and we said that. And so we start talking. I said, y'all, I got to tell you what happened yesterday sitting up at Vanderbilt. And I said, this was an amazing opportunity and went through the whole story and just, you know, got to the part where God said, hey, Shaw, you got to forgive her. You got to tell her about me. You got to find her, you got to forgive her, and you got to tell her about me. And I'm really going. I'm standing up at my podium in front of these 15 guys, and I'm almost ready to preach a sermon. And one of my running backs, Blake Rice, raised his hand, and he said, Coach. I said, yes, sir. He said, man, forget all that. I said, what do you mean? He said, you just need to sue her. And I went, what? He said, yeah, you just need to sue her. And I just bowed my head and I said, Lord, they're just missing it. Like, what is going on here? Like, help me here. And I just prayed to the Lord right then and there. I said, Lord, please take this conversation because I'm about to blow it in a major way. And I looked back up at Blake and I said this. I said, well, how much you think we could get? And he said, probably $5,000. And then another young man said, no, $10,000. Another one said $20,000 and $50,000. They got to $100,000. I said, guys, time out. I said, really? $100,000? I said, y'all ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Aren't I worth more than that? And we had some fun with that conversation. I said, look, I said, are you telling me $100,000? I said, you know, $100,000, that's great. But I said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go call Bart Durham. Now, Bart Durham at the time was the large trial lawyer in Nashville, Tennessee that was advertising commercials, billboards. I can get you $1 million settlement. And so I said, guys, we're going to call Bart Durham. I said, I've always told you in the classroom and on the ball field, if you're going to go big. So we're going to go big. And I said, we're going to call Bart Durham and we're going to get $1 million because this lady had too much to drink. And she ran into me and she totaled my car. And are you kidding me? Like this afternoon, I could have $1 million in my bank account. Think of what I could do with that. And I paused and I said, or I could be obedient to what the Lord's calling me to do, and I could go talk to Patsy about grace and love and mercy and impact her life for eternity. And we all just sat there in silence for the last 9 minutes of class. And I tell people, when you have that opportunity, when you have 15 eighth grade guys in a classroom with their favorite teacher and coach, I'm supposing a little bit there, but it can get rambunctious. But when you have the last 9 minutes of class that is just a stunned silence, we're all just staring at each other like, what just happened? You know that God's moving. And at the end of that class, right before the bell rang, I said, guys, I don't know about you, but you can have that $1 million every day of the week. I'm going to talk to Patsy about that grace, about that love, and about that mercy. And, you know, I reflect back on that. And that class and that day, and as a teacher, as a student, as any part of a class I've ever been, that was one of the most powerful classes I was ever a part of, and it didn't involve a textbook. It involved a choice. What are we serving? Who are we serving? Are we serving that selfish desire of our flesh and that Shaw's bank account could add $1 million in it? While that would be nice, that wasn't the right thing to do. The choice is there. Are we serving the flesh, the selfishness, or are we serving God? Are we allowing the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts and to change us from the inside out and to be selfless and go impact the kingdom for eternity? And that's what we ultimately did. That's what, you know, and I've shared my story with you guys, and I'll share more coming up in the weeks to come about that whole process and how it worked with that forgiveness and the communication with Patsy. But it all started right then and there. And y'all, we have that choice each and every day. We can either impact it for the kingdom or we're not. So my question to you is, are you extending that grace to others and are you impacting the kingdom or are you not? My encouragement is that you are. And my prayer for you and for all of us this morning is that we will be filled with that grace. So thankful for the Holy Spirit. So thankful for Jesus dying on the cross for me and saving me from my sins. Going to talk more about that coming up on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. This morning, we're talking about grace. I want to read this as an encouragement to you. This is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Y'all, I think this sums up perfectly what we've been talking about this morning. Give it to God. Don't lean on your own stuff. Just acknowledge Him, tell Him yes, and He'll give you direction in life. It sounds so easy, almost too good to be true. But you know if you've done it, it works. And you also know, or you don't know, if you haven't done it, give it a shot. If you're drowning, if you're struggling, if you're worrying, just give it to Him. And I'm telling you, He'll give you a peace like you never understood. You know, I've been through a lot in life. I've also learned that there's people that have been through a whole lot more than I have. But I know in those times of trouble, He's been right there alongside of me every step of the way. And I believe a lot of that is when I say yes, God. When you say yes, God, He's going to honor that. He's going to bless you, and He's going to show you what you need to do and where you need to go. It's not going to be what you thought it would be, but when you get on the other side of it, you're going to go, wow, God is so good. Had a conversation with some of my former students and players earlier this week. We've been doing a Wednesday night Bible study on Zoom, and just talking about that with those guys this week, because they're in their mid-20s. I started teaching those guys when they were in fifth grade, and I've shared a little bit about them doing Operation Impact as fifth graders and going out and serving the community, and now here they are almost 13 years later, and those guys are still impacting their kingdoms as people that are in their mid-20s. And we just talked about that, how for several years in college and getting out of college and starting to learn where you are, you're trying to do it all. You're trying to be the man. You're trying to show that you're independent. You're moving out from underneath your parents most of the time, and you're getting your own place. You're getting your first real job. And you try to think that you have it all together, and you try to do, and control. But they're starting to realize, too, as speed bumps are coming up and trials and tribulations in life are coming up, that it all goes back to the basics of trusting the Lord. And that Proverbs right there speaks to us this morning that we should trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not some of your heart, not half of your heart, but with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Y'all, that's a good word this morning. I challenge you to do that. I challenge myself to do that this week. And when we come back next time, we're gonna reflect on that and see how that went. So trust in Him, love Him, and receive His grace. What a great word that is this morning on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. That was Natalie Grant with Your Great Name on Mix Sunday Morning. Shaw Gage, been a pleasure being with you this morning. Hope you're having a great day. Hope your day will be even better after listening to our segment this morning talking about grace. Thank you for being with us. It's been very inspiring for me. I hope it has been for you. And I just challenge us all to take a little bit of this scripture we've talked about this morning from Titus chapter 3 and pass it on in your life. You know, whoever you're going to see, whoever walks into your life this week, pour that grace into others wherever you go. You know, we were talking about this earlier this morning, but you never know who it's going to impact. I've had people say things to me that probably didn't think it was much of an impact, but it changed my world, and it changed the whole way, the direction that I was going. So speak into somebody's life this morning. Be a positive impact. Be a kingdom builder. Again, glad you've been with us. Tell your friends about us. Check us out on the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. Have a great week, and thank you, Lord, for another beautiful day.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5 Radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.